All right, welcome back to the Artist Connection podcast. This is Matt Kasar with a very special guest, a man I've been waiting a long time to speak with, Sugar Ray Rayford. Welcome, sir.
Thank you, Matt. Thank you for having me, brother.
Oh, I've been a fan of you and your work for many years now, and I just want to put this out there early in this interview. Any album that you contribute to, because I know you're a guest vocalist on a lot of fantastic records, you being there makes the record that much better.
Oh, wow, man. That's a heck of a compliment. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Absolutely.
Thank you very much.
You know, I'm a guitar player. I'm a blues guitar player, and I listen to, you know, I'm influenced by a lot of guitar players, but when guys like you come along that have that voice, you know, that just, that grabs me too. And you're up there with the greats, so I don't want to praise you too much. I don't want you to get a big head, but I'll tell you what, you're one of the greats.
Thank you, brother. Thank you. I appreciate it. I don't see myself that way. I'm just a guy that's been lucky enough to play with a lot of great people, and I want to continue to do it as long as I still enjoy it. And I absolutely get 100% boost, blast, kick every time I get to sing or play with somebody.
Well, the new album is coming out on May 19th of 2015. It's called Southside, and I have it. I've been playing it, and as par for the course, I've been loving it. So many great songs on here.
Thank you. Thank you very much. We put a lot of work into that. Some of those songs I actually wrote way back when I did my first solo album, Blind Alley, but I just didn't feel like it was time to put them out yet. And, this is one of those albums that I've wanted to do for a long time with my touring band. My touring band is more of a Memphis Staxes. That band, the Sugar Ray Rayford band, is more of a, I would say, more of a Little Milton, Tyrone Davis.
Yeah.
That type of Otis Redding, you know, with the backup singers and the full horn section and the B3s. And I've been wanting to do that for a while. And so I finally, my wife and I put together our own record company, Nimoy Sue Records, and I wanted to do an album that I wrote everything on it, and it was the album that I wanted to do. So I hope that the fans would dig it, because I know a lot of them have just pretty much heard me on singing Delta-type blues or California swing and stuff like that, but hopefully they'll embrace this album, me doing soul blues also.
Well, your voice lends itself to many different genres, and I read your bio, and, you know, you can also tell that you have that gospel and soul influence from way back in the day.
Oh, yeah. I'm many days in the church, Matt.
You know what else strikes me about this record that I absolutely love? And again, guitar players, so that's usually what I listen for first, the guitar, and the guitar. Gino on the guitar just kills it. But, man, your rhythm section,
yeah,
you can't beat that.
Yeah, I'm very lucky. You know, my writing partner is Ralph Carter, who's also my MD of the band.
Yeah.
And for those of y'all that don't know Ralph Carter, Ralph, for many, many years, was the bass player and songwriter for the motorcycle.
That's okay.
For the Eddie Money Band.
Oh, nice.
And he does all this stuff with Dancing with all the music with Dance with the Stars and Jane Fonda, a lot of the big name people. So I've been real blessed. I met Ralph back when I was running the jam in L.A. at Cozy's, and he and I hit it off right away. So he's been my writing partner since then. And he actually wrote the title track on my first solo, I'm Blind Alley. And he's a beast of a player. And then, of course, on drums, as he likes for me to tell people, my drummer.
Yeah, please do.
But for many years, he was with Lucky Peterson. He's played with Seal and a lot of the other really big names, Mr. Lavelle Jones, and probably one of the greatest drummers that I've ever heard. His time and his musicianship is amazing. So with those two together, they usually play the light bread or a hoagie to my sandwich. You know, those guys are just amazing.
Well, it really is a great album, and I hope a lot of people check it out. What is it about the south side of town? I'm a guy that's from the south side of my own area, and there's just always something a little bit different about it, right?
It is, and I think it's one of those things that every big city, where I always say whenever I travel, that if I can find the Martin Luther King Boulevard and head south, I'll find out where the real
that's it.
That's
totally it.
You know, it's just one of those things. I mean, you know, for me, it goes beyond the whole racial thing. It's just something about that. People of like mind seem to gravitate toward one another. And music-wise, it's like no matter where you go, I mean, whether it be Paris, London, Germany,